You're sure keeping the throttle open this morning.
I'm going to try and keep her as close to 40 miles an hour as I can in order to make up for the time we lost back in Cheyenne.
I'll keep the fire going hot as I can for as long as I can, but we're going to have to take on more coal when we get to Rock Creek.
Yeah, I was planning on that. But I figure even with the time we'll use up taking on more coal, we'll still be all caught up by the time we get to Rawlins. Then I can back off a little so you won't have to be working so hard to keep the fire up.
Now that's just real nice of you, Bert. I mean, worrying about me having to work so hard and all?
We're coming up on Dead Man's Curve now, and we've already made up a lot of it.
You ever wonder why they call this Dead Man's Curve? I mean, yeah, there was a wreck here a couple years ago. But this ain't the only curve there's ever been a wreck. How come they don't call other curves Dead Man's Curve?
This jerky ain't much of a breakfast.
You didn't have to come with us. You could be eating ham and eggs and grits if you was in town someplace. And that'd just be more money for the three of us.
I didn't say nothing about not wanting to be here. All I said this weren't no breakfast.
Pay attention. Here it comes. Everybody get where you're supposed to be, but remember to stay back away from the track.
Callahan and the three men with him got back into the tree line, well away from the track. He glanced toward the section of track where the rail had been removed. It was just beyond a long curve in the track so that it would be unlikely that the engineer would see it in time to react to the danger. It seemed to Callahan as if this would be the best solution to the problem of stopping the train. It would for sure stop it. And the wreck would no doubt immobilize any possible security men, as well as any would-be heroes from among the passengers. Callahan stood well back from the track, watching the approaching train in utter fascination. When the train hit the open section where the rail had been removed, it continued on for a long moment. Then, almost as if being set down slowly by some giant, the driver wheels that were over the removed track dropped 3 inches. The result of this loss of equilibrium in both drive and angle caused the engine to tumble over on its side. And when it did so, the boiler exploded. The next 3 cars behind the engine, the tender, the express car, and the baggage car, turned over as well. The 5th car telescoped into the 4th car, and the 6th and 7th car, while neither telescoping nor overturning, did leave the track. Only the final car, the stock car, remained relatively unscathed, although all the livestock had been subjected to a violent stop.
Damn, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my whole life. That was better than any rodeo or show I ever been to.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now come on, Manny. Let's you and me get the money and get out of there before any of the passengers figure out what's happened and come out shooting. Coop, you and Morris keep an eye open in case any of the passengers take a notion to be a hero.
With guns drawn, Callahan and Manning approached the wrecked train.
Help us, mister! The engineer is hurt bad!
You get back in there and stay there!
The fireman, responding to the order, slipped back into the corner of the overturned cab out of sight.
Damn, Callahan, looky here. We ain't gonna be able to get into this thing. This here car's only got 1 door, and it's on the side. It's lying on the ground.
It's got doors on each end, don't it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Well, get into the car that way.
Well, no, that ain't gonna work neither. The cars is all jammed up against one another, and we can't get to the doors.
You mean to tell me there's $60,000 in that car and we can't get to it?
I don't see how we're going to do it.
Because he was absolutely unwilling to accept Manning's appraisal of the situation, Callahan made a personal inspection of the wrecked express car.
Damn it!
Here, you men, we got some injured passengers here. How about coming back and giving us a hand?
Callahan saw that the man who had called out was wearing the uniform of a conductor. He fired.
God, you're the ones who did this, aren't you?